Thanks everyone who came for the closing session. This is actually my second in-person OpenSUSE event since I joined the board like 3 years ago. The first one was OpenSUSE Asia Summit, which was really great, and then came a little pandemic. So I'm really excited to be together with like people on the board I've been working for years and haven't met, and same for all of you. So lest we forget, last things first, I would like to extend a really big thank you to everyone who made this event possible. I mean, Doug is Mr. OpenSUSE Summit, definitely. But I mean, everyone who came, everyone who submitted presentations, came to stage, shared ideas, interacted, our video audio guys, this is actually a really professional event. You get on bigger stages, the kind of service. So let's give them a big applause. Because that's not actually super easy to make it work that well, both on stage and then transmitting all of that from multiple rooms across the internet live and recording and sharing. But there's also other people who have helped with organizing, so I don't want to mention all. In any way, I'm pretty sure I've forgotten. Thanks everyone for being here. And with that, as customary, last session of the event is an update from the OpenSUSE board. And Axel is our numbers guy.
What am I, the what? What?
You are
the numbers
guy.
The numbers guy. Oh, no.
You give us the data.
It's just the easy part. That's why I'm doing that. Yeah, how has the OpenSUSE community developed? It's a little bit difficult to say, but metrics.opensuse.org gives us usually quite a well impression about that. And I took a snapshot here over the last a little bit more than two years. What we can see here, the amount of downloads was around 300K, and from March, April onwards, 2021, we got an increase of users, which is nearly about 70% plus. And since then, we're stable around 500K unique machines, let's say it that way. Cannot really say what the absolute number is, because we do not see any updates that are coming from local repositories or local caches. But this is, I would say, the low number of users or the low number of installations that we're having. Taking a look at the development of the systems, what is being used. Here we have a snapshot from 2020. At the same point in time, the snapshot of 2022. In both cases, the recent Leap release is having the most users, directly followed from Tumbleweed. So Tumbleweed currently has about 145K installations. About 50% more is the current Leap 15.3. Interesting enough, here is some Leap 15.4 showing up already. So hard to believe, but we have 15,000 beta installations at that point in time. On the very low end, we have one 10.2 installation down here, probably somewhere forgotten in a wardrobe room or something like that. If I count together the 15.3, the Tumbleweed, and the 15.4, we have about 100K or 20% of the users is currently on unsupported releases. Don't know what the reason is, but we should make them upgrade, and the upgrade process on OpenSUSE is pain-free, so to say. What about the OpenSUSE members? On the last snapshot for the OpenSUSE Asia Summit, we had about 486 members. A year ago, or a year later, in October 2020, we had 512, and the current status is 541 users. And this one here, the latest user is already there. That's Patrick Fitzgerald. There he is, who dedicated his heart more or less to OpenSUSE. we have as well two emeritus members, which is the new unofficial state as well. We're coming to that a little bit later.
Can I interrupt you for a second, Axel? We actually have about 300 emeritus members, if you find the right list, which is hidden somewhere in the bowels of Connect. But we can talk about that later.
That was an information I got from the election officials.
Then I need to talk to them about how to find the right information.
Okay.
It's more than two. It's several hundred.
It's you. Oh, it's me. Yeah. Okay. So, since the last OSC, a lot of things have kind of happened. First, SUSE went public. I don't really have anything to say about that other than congratulations, I guess. The board elections happened in 2021, and that's how we got Maurizio here. And we got a new treasurer who unfortunately couldn't be here because of professional reasons, Sid Sbirda. You know who you are, you're awesome. And their board members are all listed, of course, on the lovely website. And I think, yeah, here we go, pictures of the current board members. I don't know what Gerald is looking up to, but it seems pretty interesting. Maurizio probably has done less drinks since he took his picture.
I was a wine merchant, so that explains why I'm
only. Yeah.
And there's Attila who couldn't
join
in person.
Yeah, who could not make it. But he's a joy to talk to as well. So continuing on to what happened since the last OSC, we did have the Asia Summit virtually in 2021. I have learned from that Asia Summit that I am not going to try to do that again because Indian time zone in New York is unpleasant. Asia Summit again is virtual in 2022. Do we know where it technically is supposed to be based in yet? Okay.
It's.
I mean, time zone wise, like, what is it?
Central Asia, roughly.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. Moving on past that, a big thing that we've done in the past 8 months or so is get a moderation team formalized, and one of the first things that they did was try to formalize the behavior of how they formalize a code of conduct for them to be able to govern membership behaviors and to figure out like when people are being out of line and handle that. We've also, something I'm personally very proud of, is that we are doing public board meetings since May of 21. And we have a public ticket tracker on code.opensuse.org that anyone in the community can, if they want to bring up an issue with the board to discuss, they can just file it there. We can leave feedback in the ticket, and then we can bring it into a meeting and have a broader discussion, things like that. And something that Herchan, Maurizio, and Emily, and Lubos have done a great job of starting and bringing light, public community meetings where people can get together and learn about each other and do stuff. And it's made me so happy to see like this more avenues of communication and doing more things of that sort. We also have the LEAP feature meetings, which is Lubos and I, along with anyone who comes and shows up, again, another public meeting. Yeah, Luna and several others show up from time to time, where we discuss community requests for features or where they want to help in contributions and kind of shepherd them through the arcane process that is SUSE Linux Enterprise to bring to improve the quality of OpenSUSE Leap for the broader community. And then, of course, there's the release engineering meetings that have been going on for a long time in a time period that I can't wake up for. But it's all great stuff, and I'm really happy to see a growing tendency for people to start communicating and publishing and bringing out all the cool stuff that they're doing in the project. And, of course, uncountable hundreds of tumbleweed snapshots. Last year, of course, Leap 15.3, and 15.4 is sort of here now. I think it's going to be formally here next week. Yeah, so Lubos just said the Gold Master image is technically available. It'll be formally announced next Wednesday. So yay, new Leap release. Oh, yeah, and we also have a new distribution flavor with OpenSUSE Leap Micro, although I think it uses a different versioning scheme. Yeah, so Leap Micro 5.2, released in mid-May. It'll do things. Let's see.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you, Neil. We thought as board to it was important to share some of the things that we are actually working on. I mean, this is not a complete list, but it's some of the key things that are currently ongoing. One of them, first one on the list, is formalize Meritus membership status, which essentially means we are trying to finalize some of the rules around how someone would sort of like from a regular member become an emeritus member. It's quite a complicated process. It's taking some time, but the reason is because it essentially means that we need to change some of the rules around the memberships. And obviously this will be shared with the rest of the community as we go along. It sort of ties into what we put in quotation marks, the constitution of the project. Right now, we have the elections rules, the guiding principles, the code of conduct, with a lot of, not only that, but with a lot of information that is a little bit scattered all over different documents. The idea is to really push for a more comprehensive single document that we would call the constitution of the project. And this would obviously invoke from the board an engagement with the community in terms of either a consultation, proposals, and most likely a vote from the membership, from the members who have voting rights in the OpenSUSE project. Another work in progress, it's the moderation consistent across platforms, which means essentially we have a lot of different communication platforms, mailing lists, forums, social media, IRC, Discord, Metrics, and so on. What we are trying to do is to create a way which is done by the moderation team to have a standardized way to deal with conflicts, for example, or a breach of essentially what would be the OpenSUSE guiding principles or the code of conduct, which we just implemented, and have it made in a consistent way. And the way we achieved that was to start creating a moderation team, which is includes representatives from each platform. But it's still a work in progress because we haven't yet put together a formal, I'd say, we haven't really announced it yet. This is something that I wish to do soon, hopefully in the next few weeks, where we also explain what the moderation team, what it does, and essentially what it covers in terms of mandate that we are giving them. Another point that we that is a work in progress is for the board is to give assistance to both election officials and membership officials, by providing some kind of tool that would essentially make their job easier. That would can be summarized in short as OpenSUSE account management. In one sentence is how to handle memberships, so membership requests, for example, or TSP, which is the travel support program, financial support for people who need that program to attend the OpenSUSE conference, for example, and other things, but where there's a work in progress, and this is something that is more about like giving the support in with the officials that are directly working on this. Last is Gerald's soapbox, which I think Gerald will step on something and give a talk about what are his thoughts about anything that is OpenSUSE related. So Gerald, please.
I won't break the speakers, don't worry. The board meetings being public or how the release engineering meetings are run, to me are some really good examples. And if you attended the conference 2 years ago, I showed a picture of islands. And that's nice. Or lots of stars that were not connected. And I believe as a project, we have gone in the right direction, but I also believe there is more work we can and should do. There is various individuals and teams who are doing great work. And I think talking a little bit more about the great work, sharing with others, is something we could do more about. And it has benefits because we might actually get more help, not feel that alone. And we have seen it with some of the things that Neil or Mao just presented. There is actually people like Emily who stepped up and say, I'm interested, I want to help create a code of conduct, etc. So by sharing what we do, the release engineering team, the board, and all the other teams, and by sharing who we are and what we do in the first place, I believe we can build more community, more contribution, and we can also give Doug and others more material to promote, because what Doug doesn't know, or others supporting OpenSUSE and social, they can't promote. And two concrete examples of what actually happened in the last couple of months is, big thanks to the membership officials and the release engineering folks, because they reworked the wiki pages, so that you could actually see how can you reach those groups, who is on those teams. When I joined the board, it was actually not easily possible to know who is a membership official, and now that's very clear. One of the problems, it turns out, was they didn't actually have right access to their own wiki. And I mean, once we realized that, it could be addressed. And so that's my stepping on and off the soapbox. If you do stuff, please share it on the project mailing list, create a little wiki for your team, go social, go to conferences, go to our conferences, OpenSUSE Asia Summit, and just promote so that we can grow and nurture. And now,
it's me again.
Back to the fork.
What Gerald slide?
Okay. As kind of like a concluding thing. As I don't know how many of you in here were at the talk that we actually had on Thursday as the opening one. But we would like to present some of the feedbacks that we were given. And before I go on, I would really like to thank you, everyone that approached the board, whether it was verbally or emailed. Some people also emailed the board with some feedbacks about it. And we thought that we would at least share some of the thoughts from a few of you community members that were shared with us. And One first point here is we were told as a suggestion to perhaps consider a consulting period to gather feedbacks before we take actions or decision. One example could be as we recently had these open letters that we wanted to sign as board. That's something that could be done in that direction as well. We added if possible, because for reasons of timing or sometimes there is confidential information that we cannot share. So we have to also take into those things into consideration before we start a consultation period for that. But I think this is actually something that we could talk about and maybe have further discussions about. We were also told that the pursuit of a legal structure is something that we should do. And if we do go down that way, try to keep it as simple as possible. So there are many ways that we could go down that road, depending on what's necessary to do. Another feedback on this was that perhaps it could be, I don't like to use the contingency plan word, but it would be something that we keep there as something that we could use when the right time really counts, but we already have the steps and everything in place to pursue without jumping too much around it. We were also told that we should have a written framework of governance procedures. That means essentially to clarify better how we can take certain decisions or how we want to take certain decisions. And also we were told that the board should be an enabler, and in this sense it's more of the board should be a point of reference for those who are seeking to help to pursue a certain project, contact the right person, any sort of issue, problem solving that it's preventing them from achieving their goals. We put a link for one of the feedbacks that we received on the, it's an Etherpad, and it's essentially is the email, one of the emails that we received. I would invite you to go and take a look, because it has quite a lot of details, and perhaps it could also inspire some of you to add on and get back to us as well. And on that, I would really encourage anybody to continue to reach out to us with ideas even after the conference is over. It could be through email, through the board at opensuse.org. Or it could be directly, personally, or in any way that you feel more comfortable, but please do reach out and give us more feedbacks, as some of you have already done.
Could also be on the project mailing list.
Mm. On project mailing list?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be private.
Ah, yeah, sorry.
Private.
You
so
could also
whatever,
write, yeah.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah. Ah, yes, sure. The board issue tracker, if you want to use that, that's actually perfectly fine. That means that we will talk about these issues also during the next board meetings. Speaking of which, we have an upcoming board meeting on Monday, correct? Or is
no,
next
we
month?
Wanted to cancel that, but okay. I'll send out a mail.
Okay, anyway, whenever we have the next board meeting, it's public, so if you want to add more on more discussions about this topic, please, you're welcome to join us and open up the topic.
And okay. Of course, not to forget, we just collected here the information that we received already. By the way, the Etherpad was started by Bernhard. Thank you for that. Which recommendations, which remarks do you have right now that we can discuss or that we would like to discuss with you? There is one from Simon.
So, being the person that spent more time looking at foundations than anyone else in the project in the last 4 years, I'll probably give one little bit of feedback, and that is Simon the Enlightenment Maintainer, or the fish maintainer, or the general developer or user, the foundation isn't a big thing, so it doesn't become a high thing on my priority list. For Simon, who was on the board for 4 years, I know exactly how and why we need a legal entity. And so my feedback from that is I wouldn't necessarily expect much response from the community, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I think it'll become, if we go in this direction, it'll become something that the board's going to need to push a lot, along with certain members of the community like myself that have some sort of interest in this. And if we get to the point in however many months or whenever where we have a proposal for a foundation that doesn't fundamentally change the structure of what the project is now, then I think it'll be very easy to bring a lot of the community on board with that. But expecting that the community is going to give a lot of feedback and do a lot of work in the early stages is probably not going to happen at the same time. Knowing this community well, whatever we come up with, I expect there'll be two or three people that disagree with it once there is a solid proposal, and that is also fine. And so I would expect a few things before, a few things during, and a few things after. And the fact that most people don't put in much interest is probably a good thing. And so that's probably my feedback on that particular topic.
Any other questions or
Yeah, I'm points? Just thinking about an answer. Of course, we've spent many hours in discussing foundation topics or not. Clearly, the board can give the initial kickstart for this, but nevertheless, it could not be driven by the board itself. So it has to have some support out of the community for that.
So yeah, I'm sure. Obviously, the community needs to support it. But I think unless there is someone very passionate about it in the community that is not on the board, I don't think anything is going to happen unless the board is pushing forward going, this is our suggested approach, these are the next steps, what feedback do you have? Or probably as a starting point, we are looking at this issue, is there anyone else that wants to be involved and join a group on it with some members of the board? And then I think if there is a group of people, then great, they can push it. But I think that most of that group is going to have to be the board, and it's going to have to be the board pushing it through each step and bringing proposals to the community. Otherwise, I don't think someone random in the community is going to step up and take the lead on it. I think that's going to have to come from the board.
So my thought about this is, sure, we can probably and we might necessarily have to do a lot of the legwork and a lot of the actual steps towards whatever we actually decide to do for a legal entity. But I view the existence of a foundation as a critical piece of making the community have a very real sense of ownership within the project, in a way that they are part of making OpenSUSE last forever, really. Like, and anyone who cares about the continued existence of OpenSUSE in some form or fashion will have, hopefully, the desire to look over it at least and tell us whether they're at least okay with what we are doing. Because if it's not even that, I honestly don't know why we would be doing this.
So I would say, sure, that's a reasonable expectation, but for that to happen, there has to be something for people to look over. And I don't, from my experience in the last 4 years, there is not a group of community people jumping up and down being willing to write that's something. There might be a couple of people, I'm still somewhat interested. There might be a couple of others that are interested in helping in that process. But I think if you consider the majority of members, they are probably all very interested in looking over it, looking over whatever gets proposed, and picking it apart in great detail. They're probably not interested in being the ones that come up with the thing that everyone looks over. So that was, in a nutshell, that was kind of basically what my summary was.
And I will be providing, I'm going to look out for about four different countries, and I'll prepare a report that you guys can look over for foundations in Germany, US, Ireland, and UK.
And that's awesome.
Good.
Yay.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
At least I could do.
Sorry?
It's the least I can do.
Yeah.
Other questions? Anyone?
Questions, remarks on this, or because we always end with an FAQ, not an FAQ, Q&A. any other topics?
Marina.
Always on this foundation topic, I mean, this is something that is a recurring need that from time to time is popping out. And I'm wondering which are the differences with all the other attempts, and in particular, which are the discussions, if any, with SUSE, because, I mean, at the moment, SUSE is our legal entity. And I think that if we really want to bootstrap something independent, something that is an open source foundation, we can't simply tell to the company, we are leaving, goodbye. I think should be a cooperation and something done together. So not only feedback from the community, but I think we should really include everyone involved. And if that one is the direction, I'm really happy to be to try again to support on this.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this is not the kind of event where you go to SUSE and then say, here is everything, just sign.
Yeah, that will not work. Oh, so by totally the way, agreed. Please donate some 100.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah. Give us the monies. Here's the things. Right on the dotted line. Done.
Feedback I've given to the board and others, I think as like this week again, is I don't believe we, and this is now the OpenSUSE we, have our act together sufficiently. I think there is parts on governance, on getting the election rules, constitution, code of conduct is something we have in place now, etc. in place, and then at least some rough consensus within the project before it makes sense, in my opinion, makes sense to approach SUSE and start the process. And why one reason I'm saying that, we had a couple of cases in the last months, I think even just with this specific board, where we got very clear feedback, the board shouldn't do this or that, which would not be consistent with having a foundation. So it's I think Axel pointedly calls it, if people want the board to be the janitors, that is a possible role. It's somewhat more a role the board has right now, but the board needs, by definition of a foundation, has more in a foundation or a similar construct, has more responsibility, legal responsibility, financial responsibility that board members can get sued about.
I don't want to be sued.
So I think that doesn't mean stalling it, but getting no pun intended, the foundations in place, moving certain things, all of the work in progress items are part of that. Then putting a straw man in place, having conversation in the larger OpenSUSE community, and only when we have rough consensus, and totally there will be some people who disagree, but if there is community consensus, then have a and better understanding, then have a meaningful conversation with Susa.
Yeah, to add just a little bit onto what Gerald was saying. To add a little bit of what Gerald is saying, one of the things that I'm hoping we're going to do, if you know, as part of, regardless of whether we take this path or not of setting a legal entity or any of this other stuff, I want us to kind of move forward with trying to formalize our structures, set things up, be able to essentially play pretend properly with all this stuff so that, you know, when it goes into the real world, when it goes into legal effect, we've got the right practices in place, we're doing the right things, and people are comfortable with all the things that are required to support a legal entity or of some sort.
Or sorry,
Simon, second, I responded to you first.
I missed that part in responding to Marina. So what is different, I think, I was very clear and said, and maybe the answer is not now. But this is what I think I said earlier or on day one, is I've heard we want foundation. So do some work in a direction, but not necessarily with the only possible outcome of a foundation. Maybe the outcome is not for a time being. That's also okay. But having this lingering foundation thingy up in the air and not happening, but also not happening, is a little weird. Yep.
Sorry, I just wanted to briefly answer Marina's question as well, if that's okay. So I think that one of the things happened, because obviously when you're on the board, we got a fair way through a proposal, but then at that point, we got to the discussing it with Susa part, and all of Susa's management changed two or three times over the next couple of years. And so I think a big reason that it hasn't gone anywhere since then is it wasn't a great time to discuss it with new management. So if you're wondering why the last idea took a stop or pause, part of it is equally what these guys are saying. I think part of it is equally because of the continued changes in Susa. It made it very hard to have the right people within Susa to have that discussion. And it's not something you want to lob on a new CTO or CEO or something a few weeks in and they're still getting their head around things. And so I think that is an equal reason why the last attempt kind of stopped, as someone who spent a lot of time pushing that.
Yeah, you're perfectly right, Simon. And I think this is also the reason why we shouldn't see this foundation carved in stone. So I would really like to speak about a legal structure for OpenSUSE, which could be a foundation with a lot of money behind, according to German law, what Patrick just proposed. Let's take a look at the UK situation or a Belgian foundation, or there are various other legal structures that could help us in the long run without having a huge investment from SUSE, which is a pain point I understand at the moment, right? Yeah.
Yeah, my question goes back to moderation earlier. So like with the mod team and the code of conducts being set up, is there plans to take control, I guess, from the board or from the OpenSUSE community of like the various channels that exist now that are semi-official, like the Reddit or the Discord, or those?
I thought those were already ours.
Is there like a central kind of plan or area for like how these channels are all used?
So the board is not taking control directly of those things, of those channels. We are delegating the role of moderation to what we are calling the moderation team. So each platform, as I said earlier, we as representatives, and then among themselves, they have the ability to make certain decisions and enforce the code of conduct. So as board, we, with the help of the community, actually most the work was done by the community, and they submitted a code of conduct to us, was especially for to have a standardized way to enforce certain regulations, if you want to call them like that, on how to interact on those platforms. So pretty much we are allowing the moderation team to sort of have, let's say, decision making on how to apply that. Yes, they are coordinating it, yes.
One last question, maybe?
Yeah, there's just time for one last question. We'll have to wrap it up. Does anyone have any? Okay.
If not, a brief public service announcement on behalf of DAC.
Yeah. So, I want to thank everyone. I want to thank our sponsors. What I'd like to mention is the beer garden will open at 5 if you are going to stick around. But before that happens, would you please help me and stacking these chairs along the side in rows of 15.
For the hackers among you, that's 0XF. And I am not to be stacked, okay? But those great devices down there. Thanks everyone for coming. Thanks everyone who made this possible. And happy stacking.